You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for Jersey Shore. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest Jersey Shore news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off and the buzz continues, it's AfterBuzz TV for Jersey Shore.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Jersey Shore Season 4, Episode 11, Situation Problems. I'm here pretty much alone, Kevin Undergaro. I do have Phil's feet tech.
I am in the booth. Yes, that is correct.
Directing and somewhat co-hosting. He is a fan of the show. Phil, as I'm thinking out loud, I think I'm very much like the situation.
Are you?
I'm all alone.
No.
I mean, you know, way back when AfterBuzz was started, and, you know, Phil was on the journey, this was our flagship show. This was the first show that we did, right, Phil?
It was literally the first show, yes.
That is correct.
August 6th, 2010.
It was a little, at that time, just a little tiny podcast. We were not video. And it was, as the network grew, it was hands down our number one show. And then I feel like ever since the drinking debacle of last season, those last couple episodes, where I was overserved and misbehaved, I feel like we've never recovered. I feel like almost like when Roseanne sang the national anthem and then her show went downhill. Because I don't even know, Phil, do we hit the top 10 anymore of this show?
A few episodes have, but unfortunately, in terms of the podcast as a whole, no.
You mean the entire after...
The Jersey Shore edition itself.
Is not in the top 10 anymore, but some of our episodes are.
Yes.
You see, it's a sad day. I'm like the situation. I'm all alone. And I think, like the situation, I must in some way be responsible. As he is. I've driven everyone away. It's very sad. This used to be a show.
Well,
remember all of like hot girls we used to have here? They were drinking. They were partying with us.
Yes. And now, you know what? It's actually so ironic. I'm trying to, you know, we were trying to make the show hip. I'm trying to do the best I can. And just everything was left like half broken for me. I can't even play music right now. Just a sad day.
Oh, really? So you don't even have any drops for us? Nothing?
I'm trying to get the Jersey Shore theme song up. I'm trying to get audience applause so we have the spirit in here.
We really don't. We really should.
I've been sabotaged.
Anyway, okay, let's do our best. Let's get into tonight's show. Interesting watching Sammy and Jay Wow get along so well. And as Sammy said, you know, a good time without drama. And I think that says a lot about the house. You know, we see things are winding down. It's the second to last episode. We had the fireworks early on, but other than the situation and Gianni and Nicole, we're seeing things are really coming down, but it's most exemplified in Sammy and Jenny. And I can't help but go back to that original point where I feel like those two are at the age where enough's enough. Dancing on tables, getting in fights, you know, throwing up in bars. I really think they're there. This is a job for them. They know it's a way to provide for their families. But I just feel like they really have outgrown it, Phil. And by the way, I don't mind the growth, at least on Jenny's part, because I like having a mother in the house who's just so good and decent, as we see every week and we saw last week. But it's just interesting where, and I have been saying it all season, they are bored. They're over it.
Yeah, they really are. They're both. That's why, you know, the friendship can form is because they both have a common goal. You know what I mean?
Which is what, just to get the job done? Like, basically get the, you know, go through every week and...
And more so than that, I mean, you know, Jenny's had her boyfriend, so that's why she was the first to kind of convert. Now things are slowing down for Sammy, where the drama's not there with her and Ronnie, so it's like, okay, I found my man, things are peaceful, my life is starting to be complete and tranquil.
And I also think it's interesting that they haven't, Sally Silsano and them, haven't touched on Sammy and Ronnie at all, but yet you see them. They go to bed together. If you watch closely, they leave the bars together. He's not hooking up with other girls, which would drive her bananas. I feel like they're together, but it's not a really good plot point, so they're leaving it alone and saving it maybe for Jersey.
We saw that you know, when they go shopping together.
You know, they're playing it like they're just being cordial friends. I think they're together, Phil. And they're not playing to it at all.
I agree.
And why aren't they fighting? Like, why aren't they fighting like they used to?
I don't know if it's just time and, you know, you just get to that place. With them, I really don't know.
You think it's because they're in Italy and there's just not enough distractions?
I think there's too many distractions. I mean, everything else is going. And you know what? It may have been that episode that Sammy finally said, you know what?
I don't want this anymore.
I don't want this anymore. And I see what it's doing to Snooki, and that used to be me.
So maybe she's grown like we see Jenny has grown.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, we see conversely with our meatballs, which, by the way, meatball power was amazing.
It was.
Hilarious. My God. I mean,
things that came out of that, I'm tan drunk, or what is it? Tan girl drunk, and we got to get meatball wasted.
We have to get meatball wasted. Meatball powers, you know, going into the hot tub together. Wait, meatball problems. Yeah, we're going to, you know, she was going to burn her cooch. Oh, these are meatball problems.
Now, let me ask you this. Are you aware of those kind of, it's a Twitter thing. I forget the technical Twitter term, but, you know, you have like white girl problems, Jewish American girl problems.
Meatball problems.
How many girls do you think will start using that?
You know what? Let me take a step to side. I'm sure some will. But for all the haters on Snooki out there, and I'm glad I'm sober to be able to like make my point, because you know I always defend her. This girl's really funny, and so is Dina, and they're really funny performers. I mean, they're doing their best to make us all laugh, whether it's intentional or not. They're very funny. So why shouldn't we respect them like we respect a comedian? I mean, you might respect a comedian more for creating a character and going out and doing that. But at the end of the day, she's compelling, she's charismatic, she's funny. You can't deny that there's an it factor there. You just can't deny it.
Who's saying I'm denying it?
I'm not saying you are. I'm saying in general, you know, yeah, yes. Well, we don't have the rest of the, you know, you see, I'm like the situation, I've chased away my co-host. But, you know, we've heard that in the past. We've had callers, we've had emails, we've had fan mail come in and say all these things. You know, and that's the easiest thing to say. It's easy to hate on her. It's easy to be jealous. It's easy to say, oh, these reality stars or whatever. But at the end of the day, very entertaining. I used to say this about I Love New York, you know, the character New York. I said she's the black Lucille Ball. She was hilarious. Mm-hmm. And I feel like this with Snooki. I feel like she is a very, very funny character, very funny kid. Very interesting, though. Her and Gianni, she admits to Gianni, I slept with him, which I guess she almost has to, Phil, because... She knows it's videotaped and she knows people are copying to it. Vinny's saying it. There's no way, right? She's got to call him up rather than him see it on TV. She's got to call him up and tell him the truth.
Yeah, and Jenny, you know, from last episode, I think she really...
Jenny, of course, being decent, said, you know, you need to.
As hurtful as it was for Snooki to hear, you know what? It was the right thing, and I'm glad Jenny did what she did.
Yeah, I love Jenny.
Yes, as you always say, the mother hen.
The mother of the house. But it was interesting, Gianni's like, that's it, it's over. And she wasn't that upset. She said, we're taking time to work it out. What was that? You think there was some editing there? There was some stuff we didn't see? Because for somebody really crushed in the past, she bounced back really quickly. Like, oh, we're going to go work it out now. Let's go drink.
Yeah, I'm sure that phone conversation, you know, it's a pet peeve of mine when couples just spend like 3 hours on the phone. And you know that conversation was at least that.
And you think that it came to and ended with that place of, okay, fine, well, let's take a break, but we'll work things out. I'm still saying, Phil, I'm still saying a little Jersey kid in Gianni ain't letting America's
dyslexic sweetheart go.
Oh, we know they're together, but I'm saying the reason why, Phil, no way he's letting her go. No way is he letting the golden goose go. But by the way, like, really, what kind of guy would let... I mean, wouldn't that be grounds for dismissal for you, Phil?
Oh, absolutely.
And on that many occasions, I always open it up, like, hey.
For me, I always open it up, hey, you know what? I'm a very trusting guy. You can do your thing. You can have all the guy friends you want. You can do what you want. You know, I'm not gonna get jealous. But hey, if I find out or you tell me whatever, that's it. That's on you.
Well, I think, I don't think he's...
We got our music.
Nice. Finally, Phil. Oh,
I know.
All right, we're alive again. But I think he ain't letting that go. We know they're together now, but there's no way that kid's letting it go. No way. No way. He'll play all his games. He's going to try to get the upper hand, have control in the relationship, but he's not letting her go. Uh-uh. Not letting the cash cow out of his sight. Very interesting at this place. By the way, I don't want to party at Central Park in Italy. I don't know about you, Phil. What about you?
I feel we would have been a little bit better since we're kind of guys, you know what I mean? Whereas...
No, back up. No, Phil, back up. They wanted to... They were chanting in Italian at the guys, like, you basically something like, piece of shit to the guys.
Wait, Central Park was with the meatballs, though.
No, the meatballs, it was the boys were there first. Everyone was there. Then everyone left and left the meatballs there. And then the meatballs got into it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was just a very anti... I don't know if it was anti-American, definitely anti-MTV, anti-Jersey Shore. I mean, really, people drinking the Haterade. And, you know, really, like, antagonizing them. And it's interesting how it's come full circle. Because back when they did the first season, and they weren't famous, and they did Jersey Shore, they were antagonized. Then they got famous, and then everyone kissed their ass. And over here... the tourists seem like they're okay with them at the pizza place or whatever, but at least at that bar, the guys were hating on them. They were hating, and all the boys kind of banded together and were going to do something, and then they ended up, of course, just saying, let's just get out of here.
By the way, I mean, you know, I'm sure you kind of know this. You visited, I don't know if you visited Italy.
Never.
But I know,
never.
But,
you're European, Phil, so you tell us.
Well, the European mentality, they are, I would say it's... I don't know, not to demean them, but it is a little more thug-like. It is a little more primitive in a sense, where
I think that's why I buy that. Like, I know Italy, Ireland, like they're rough.
Yeah, and that's why, you know, there's a lot more racism because, you know what I mean, to a degree, it has obviously racism is all about intelligence to, you know. And I'm going to stick to that, but...
And so when you don't have it, you're more racist.
Yeah, exactly.
See, you know, racists, I mean, people who are victimized by race say the intelligent people who there are intelligent people who are racist, and they're the worst ones.
But
I agree. But I happen to agree with you, Phil. I think it's ignorance. I really do.
Yeah.
I think it's ignorance.
And that's why it's very thug-like, you know, even if they weren't American, let's say, you know, there's a group... It's almost like gang-like.
Exactly.
Know,
there's a group just of different people, and that you have to attack them.
Yeah, exactly.
I get it. And I was grateful the meatballs just started throwing bottles. Good for them. I just know I don't want to party in Central Park. But let's get to the big goods. Is poor situation. We have an amazing bromance that has formed between Vinny and Pauly D. You know, MVP is clearly now VP.
It is. And, you know, we kind of got hints of it throughout. And then, you know, Vinny pretty much explicitly said it towards the end, I don't like Mike the situation.
Okay, now can I... My thoughts on this.
Go ahead.
Vinny didn't like him the first season, remember?
He didn't, no.
They fought. Then I think Vinny, second season, went along... Because he was like, hey, can't beat him, join him. They get all the girls. They have a great life. And there's a little news item I'm going to go over that kind of speaks to why Vinny would be even more excited to be able to get girls at this stage in his life. And I think now that he's got the power, he doesn't really need an alliance with him. And I always go to my trusted Chinese saying that everyone likes to push over a falling fence. And here's Mike, who is falling. Everyone's turned on him. And so Vinny, of course, is going to jump in. Now, it doesn't seem like Mike's done a lot to endear himself. I think like the two there's two sides to this. I think the one side is they're all very jealous because he and Nicole are the most famous in the house. Pauly D's probably close second. And I think there's a lot of jealousy there. At the same time, I feel like Mike might be one of these guys, and there are guys like this, and by the way, they make me sick, that really aren't able to bond with other guys. They're not really able to have very close relationships with guys, with other guys. They're kind of an island. They're so about themselves that they really can't be close to anyone else.
I can see that.
And I kind of see that. And this is what it's come to. And no one is no one's loving on Sitch. And I think more of it will unfold next week. But it was just interesting to see him sitting there all alone, talking to himself while they're all at the bar having fun.
Yeah, and even, you know, he was kind of, there's that cutaway of saying he's the reason they pick on him is because he's the strong one. And then, you know, I can be alone. But then you kind of almost see him going into a fetal position on that couch.
Yeah,
outside.
No, he totally so can't. No, he's a total extrovert. He needs.
Yeah. But yeah, that's why. You know, if you're gonna prove anything, go to the club. Go be kind of like what the Meatballs do. They hang out by themselves. Sure, they get into trouble and they're ridiculous. But at least they're having fun and it's on their terms.
I think he thinks out so much of what he's doing, Phil. We've talked about this for He said it in interviews. He thinks part of his job is to make good television. He said, I have no phone. You have no TV. So you really have to challenge yourself to go out there and be entertaining and come up with things. And so I don't think he knows how to go and be genuine at this point. And I've known people, Phil, and I know there's an age difference between us, but I've known several people, especially here in Hollywood, who turn themselves into someone else to kind of fit in, and then at some point they forget who they really are. And I feel like I don't think he knows. I don't think it seems like he doesn't know what to do. He doesn't know.
Well, you know the famous quote, right?
What's that?
The liar lies to others, the artist to himself.
Okay, Phil, me with my inferior IQ, please explain.
Well, it means, you know, at the end of the day, it's exactly 100% what you're saying. You know, eventually you lose a sense of, you know, who you really are. And the classic kind of intelligent example is, you know, a child who feigns sick. They're still showing, they're showing the same symptoms as being sick and then whatever. So the point is, it's very easy to illusion yourself into believing pretty much anything.
Right, and so he doesn't know the difference anymore between Mike Sorrentino and the situation.
No.
And I think he's thinking, well, how does the situation handle this? Like, yeah. On the one hand, I want to spin this to make good television, but on the other hand, my feelings really hurt. I'm all alone.
Yeah.
And I've said this too, and I know people have disagreed before, but I still believe he gets tired at the end of the run. So this is the end of the run. He has shown this every season. When it comes toward the end of the season, he is exhausted, basically from playing the situation, from the drinking, from fronting, from always being entertaining, from always showing his stomach, always trying to smush girls. And he gets tired, and as they say, the mask falls off. And he always ends up getting into some kind of trouble. He starts to snap. He starts to not get along. We saw it at the beginning of this season as well, because I think he came in from a big party bender. I think he came into this tired. But he's shown this consistently. And for him, and now, like, no one wants to live with him. And I thought it was interesting that when he said, well, I won't go to Jersey, and Dina laughed. She just laughed. And I took that laughter as, you would never give up your job on this show. No way. And the money you make. That's what I took that laugh as.
Yeah, I could totally buy that.
You know, unless it was creative editing, that laugh was for something else. But it came off like, oh, yeah, right. Like, you'd give this up.
Yeah, and I think it's for me, it's more of him trying to elicit a response rather than he knows he's not going to do it.
Right. Yeah. It's the maybe get some sympathy, elicit a response, but there's no way he's not going to. But didn't we don't have confirmation, but didn't we hear that Vinny?
Vinny is not in.
He's not in Jersey or leaves Jersey?
He's not in Jersey. That's the reports.
That's going to be interesting. And you know what I find? Yeah, we'll get into it in predictions, you know, mm-hmm. because it seems like we see what's going to go on next week. But I want to talk more about when this was shot, when going to the Jersey Shore was shot, and how much they risk this becoming stale. Because this was a while, you know, this was shot. Phil, when was the Italy stuff shot?
Beginning of the summer. Remember there was a lot of problems with getting
beginning
a visa.
Of the summer? Oh, that's not too bad.
Yeah.
Oh, so it wasn't that far away. Okay. Well, Phil, I wonder if we shouldn't go to commercial and then do the news, unless there's anything else to say about. You know, the one last thing? I thought it was interesting when he went to Paul. Paul, he said, Paul, I need to be more like you. Mm-hmm. You're on the expressway. You don't let yourself get affected. And Paulie stood up and smirked to the camera at the end of the conversation. It was very interesting.
And
like clearly, you know, Paulie said 2 seasons ago, Mike's a brother from Miami. He's a brother from another mother. It's not like that anymore. No. And he's not a hateful kid, so he doesn't have anything against him. But he's definitely like, doesn't want to be around him.
It's just not the same fun. It's not the same dynamic. You know what I mean? They're not picking up girls together. Mike became about his deal versus the group mentality.
Right.
And Vinny is about the group mentality. And Ronnie, now kind of in the mix, you know, while he's not great, but, you know, he's not taken away. And when he joins in on the fun, he can be fun as well.
He's being fun. He's not the villain anymore. Yeah. He's not the crazy one. So, poor situation. I see both sides of it. I see, you know, but I don't know how Sitch is going to pull out of the tailspin. I don't think he has it in him to remember who Mike is.
I don't think so.
I think he's going to be permanently situation. It's like fused into him now. And I think that's going to be difficult for him for the remainder of his days.
I think we've created a monster.
Well, I think a monster.
In a good sense.
In a good sense, but I think who's going to do the most damage to himself. Mm-hmm. Because he's got to be able to invent. I mean, how much longer can this go? I'm not so sure. I always said, hey, I want to see him get married, have a station wagon with a baby seat in the back. I think it would be kind of funny. I'm not so sure anymore because he's working so hard at creating a character rather than just being himself. And that's not, I don't think that tracks me. I think Nicole and Dina definitely can see them going on. And we've had this talk about obviously Paulie will be fine because of his DJ career. His reality show, I think, would be more like some of the Kardashian derivative shows. They do well, but they don't do as good as the mother show. So I think Paulie's like show will do okay. It won't be like this. And I think Nicole and Jenny, same thing. I think it'll do okay, but it won't be like this. But I'm really concerned now for Sitch. I used to think, oh yeah, because he's got the name and whatever. I mean, he'll be fine because he does have worldwide fame, and you can always make money off that. But I'm not so sure if we're not seeing the last great days of Sitch, if this isn't, you know, him at his best, if this isn't the last hurrah for him.
It could very well be.
At this peak, at this place in his career.
I mean, we know he's got the gym, he's got obviously a book, he's got, you know, many things in the work, but it's not.
But
it's not to this level.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know how interesting a book by him would be. Well, time will tell. Time will tell. But anyway, all right, let's go to the news. Let's go to commercial and we'll come back. We'll do the news.
Want to find out what the AfterBuzz is about?
Janice is a drama queen.
This is the divide that is going to carry the series.
Give us a call. 424-256-1729. 424-256-1729.
1729.
It's television, and they want it to be as dramatic as possible.
I mean, it's Shakespearean.
You never know what goes on behind closed doors.
Find out why AfterBuzz TV is the number one source for after-show content.
Now, in the eyes of Jimmy, Nucky is a villain.
424-256-1729.
424-256-1729.
I mean, who would you guys rather hear that from? Your husband or your best friend?
The wig.
Don't come let that wig.
When the TV show is over, get your AfterBuzz on.
By the way, for those of you watching, as you can see, Kevin K. Wow Undergaro is not even here anymore. It's just me. Really pathetic. Just kidding. There's Kevin.
No, but I am all by myself. Let's keep playing it, Phil. Hey, look at Phil. Here we go.
For those of you listening, a tear is coming down K. Wow's face.
Very sad, all alone. No Roxy Rookie Stryer, no Ian Kaiser Sose.
No.
I've chased them all away, Phil. I'm like the situation.
Yeah, I think here's what it comes down to. We've advertised the fun of Jersey Shore, and then people are like, what are we doing a podcast? Like, we gotta be drinking. And as fun as it was, it's just,
we had a good run, and you know what? And just like this way situation peaked last season, our show obviously peaked last season. We used to be number one on the network, and as you said, now we're no longer even in the top 10. I feel like we're that TV show that's on its last season or two, and we're just hanging on. Yeah, we jumped the shark. That's what we did. We jumped the shark.
For those of you who don't know, look it up. It's a fun term.
Okay, Phil, that's good news.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Okay, well, our Jersey Shore star, Vinny Guadagnino, is set to team up with GLAAD, the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation, to help celebrate Spirit Day. The organization announced the date will take place on Thursday. No, excuse me. The organization announced on Thursday, October 13th. The MTV reality star is just one of a number of A-list actors, athletes, and other celebrities who have stepped in to join GLAAD on October 20th for their latest anti-bullying campaign, quote, Amplify Your Voice, end quote. Vinny admitted to being bullied as a teenager, especially by hot girls. So remember what I was speaking to? That's why I think he joined the situation, because he's like, wow, I can finally get all these girls. And now, you know, he's done with situation. He doesn't need him anymore to get the girls. But it's nice that Vinny, I think, is helping GLAAD. And I like how he's not one of these uptight Northeast Italian kids who's anti-gay or anti-other races. I think it's nice that he's open-minded in that way.
Yeah.
And I believe it, too. I don't think he's fronting.
No.
He seems like a really nice kid. He also said in a new interview in Us Weekly that he's never had a girlfriend. The 23-year-old MTV reality star says although he's a good cuddler, he's never been in a serious relationship. How about that?
I could buy that.
Really? Yeah, you know what? We've never seen him. And I thought this was a guy that when he was really into that girl down in Miami and when he was more of a rookie and he couldn't close the deal and he got all bummed out, I thought that he would be the marrying type or the girlfriend type or the settle down type. And I mean, nothing. Nothing seems to stick to him.
Yeah, and I just think, again, he just has a problem with women in terms of getting them. And, you know,
well,
now it's fun.
He can get them all now, but what, he's just enjoying them. So he's just having so much fun.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times guys get to that place, and he's probably too close to home for me, but they didn't get girls, let's say, through high school or whatever, and then it's like kid in a candy store. And sometimes they even get angry about it. You know, almost like they're almost on a mission. To wreck as many girls as they can, you know. And I don't see him like that, but I could see him where he's just like, he's having a ball. He's making up for lost time.
He is, and that comment today to Snooki, you want to cuddle or whatever it was, that was, you know, it might be considered a douchebag comment.
Yeah. Well, so. I think, you know, too, in a lot of those areas that these guys grew up in, the girls and the guys are much more sexually advanced, much more promiscuous in the cities than some of the, like the little affluent towns. And when you're a guy like that and let's say you didn't get anything, like remember Vinny with the glasses? I mean, I could see it where everyone else did. I feel like, yeah, the pressure's on now to make up, to make up for it. New details have been released about the upcoming 90210 episode that will include a guest starring role by Jersey Shore star Vinny. According to Us Weekly, again, the 90210 episode will air Tuesday, November 8th at 8 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. on the CW. The episode is entitled, It's the Great Masquerade, Naomi Clark.
Yeah, CW and those shows have funny titles. You know, we cover it for AfterBuzz TV, so hopefully we'll get some scoop.
Yeah, he's playing a celebrity who's in a high-stakes poker game. Let's see. What else did he say about it? He actually auditioned for the role. How about that? And this is the first role that he's done outside of MTV because he did do The Hard Times of R.J. Berger.
I remember reporting on that.
Yes. Okay, this in from the L.A. Times. At a TV executives panel in Beverly Hills, Tuesday, moderator Jeff Probst of Survivor fame asked his boss, CBS Entertainment president Nina Tassler, if she would buy Jersey Shore. Tassler laughed and remarked that her husband's from Jersey, so she's familiar with that, quote, whole world. You would have made 12 cents on that show, Kevin Riley, Tassler's counterpart at Fox, and a fellow panelist said. Exactly, Tassler agreed. Quote, it's not delivering the kind of numbers we need to have a hit TV show. So how about that?
Interesting.
Well, you know, networks are going to want 10 million and up. But, I mean, 9 million people, pretty darn close for a cable show.
Yeah. I mean, and for CBS, I don't think it's their target.
It's also not, right, for CBS, no. No, they're older. Right. They're older, and but they get the numbers. They get the numbers. I mean, I guess because older people are watching TV. But, yeah, I could see where it didn't. I could see where it wouldn't work. But it always.
Why not the CW?
It's network, but it's kind of on the cusp between cable and network. It's a baby network.
Yeah, but it's also a young audience. I feel it could.
Yeah, no, it would play well there. It would. I just think a lot of the network people like to hate on the cable people. They treat them like the redheaded stepchildren. But as we see with the cable is getting the numbers, and you know, cable has the more loyal fans. I mean, we notice on AfterBuzz, some of the shows that we cover have audiences of up to 20 million people. And yet, those 20 million fans will watch that show and they could give a crap less what happens with the characters or the actors. Whereas we have some shows that under a million people will watch, and yet they're diehard fans of the series and the brand. They want to know about the cast. They want to know behind the scenes. And our after shows explode with numbers. Our after shows do better numbers than some of the network shows that have 20 million people, so go figure.
It's always interesting.
Let's see what else we have here. Okay. Let's see. By an overwhelming margin, New Jersey voters think the hit MTV television show is Jersey Shore is bad for the state's image and support Governor Christie's decision to block a $420,000 tax credit for the show's production company. Garden State voters agree overwhelmingly with Governor Christie's decision to slam a door on Snooki, the situation, and the rest of the Jersey Shore crew, said Maurice Carroll, director of the Quinnipiac University Polling Institute. Nearly 70% of voters think the show is bad for the state, while 71% agree with Christie's decision to block the tax credit, the poll says. Nearly 80% of the voters said the state should not pay $420,000 for a show that, quote, perpetuates misconceptions about the state and its citizens. There was little difference amongst age groups, including the show's core audience of 18 to 35-year-olds, the results show. Think about that, Phil.
That's a lot of numbers.
Yeah, a lot of numbers, but I mean, 18 to 35 and 80%. I mean, so it's not like what they're saying is it's not like people 50, 60, and 70, like these old crotchety people saying, yeah, those damn kids. I mean,
yeah.
It seems like It seems like state's not happy with him. But again, Quinnipiac poll, is that a college poll? Is that college kids who are kind of educated and hating? I don't know.
Yeah, and plus, I mean, I don't know. They must do a lot of. I'd like to see the tourist info on it. You know what I mean? Yeah. How much money Jersey's now pulling in because of this?
Well, Ronnie said that he hopes the Jersey Shore continues for a long time. He told AOL TV that as long as the fans keep watching it, I'm pretty sure MTV will keep bringing us back. But I'll do this till I'm 70. I'll do it in Depends and with a walker.
So here you go.
Yeah.
By the way, as we're watching, he has a, you know, we kind of ragged on his commercial last season. Now, you know what? He's got a pretty decent commercial with Snooki, as I'm seeing.
What,
this.
Just Dance?
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, don't get me into this Just Dance thing. We were supposed to do it. Maria was supposed to do this and with Kim Kardashian and ended up getting stomped by NBC back in the day. So, anyway.
Please don't go into that.
Yeah, no need to go into it, right? Okay. Simon Cowell. Well, by the way, smart, but Ronnie, to keep your day job. You know,
exactly.
Let's not get crazy. You got a good thing going. I believe in it. Ride it all the way. Ride it as long as you can, buddy. Simon Cowell knows a star when he sees one, but fans might be surprised to learn that when the reality star TV judge took his X Factor auditions on the road this year, he was eager to hit the state of Jersey. It turns out Simon hoped to find contestants with the same indefinable qualities as the cast members of MTV's hit Jersey Shore. I thought it was genius. Absolute genius, Cowell said, of his initial reaction to the fist-pumping housemates. And whether you like the show or not, these kids are suddenly big, big stars. They just make me laugh. See? Great minds think alike. Didn't I just say that earlier tonight?
You did.
These kids are stars, and they pop, and that's it. And there's just, you know, there's no getting around it. He also mentioned that Snooki is his favorite, and he was blown away that his staff was more excited to meet Snooki than some of the big rock stars that they've had in.
That's interesting.
Very interesting. And that's your AfterBuzz TV Jersey Shore news and gossip for the week of October 13th. And that's the first time I did the news, and I'm sorry that I stumbled through it and read it like I have marbles in my mouth.
Well, hey, you know what? We have the IQ. Our reading level is like grade 2, so that's pretty good.
Yeah, so okay. So I guess we're not doing too bad. Here we go.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
We're going to see situation be further alienated. We're going to see a heart-to-heart or a tete-a-tete between situation and Ronnie.
Are we going to get a round 2?
I can't think they're going to end the show with a wet firecracker. I think they've... Because this one was calm. Mm-hmm. They had their dinner and they're reflecting and they're talking about what Italy was like. And I like this season because I love the show, but I think it was rather uneventful, Phil. Italy. I still say it was Miami, same thing. Got to get these kids back to the shore. I know Sally Sassano has said in quotes, I could put these kids anywhere and they'll make great television. And they will. And I think they did a good job here. But I want to get them back to the shore because I feel like they're homesick. They want to go home. It feels like it wasn't the same.
Well, the best was in season 3 when we got the kind of minor characters of season 1. You know, Danielle the stalker, and then even seeing the t-shirt guy owner.
Yeah.
And like all those guys coming now kind of becoming more of like regular characters in the foil. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, and Roger. I miss Roger.
Yeah. So it's like any TV show that you see with a series out there. You know, you, as you kind of go through the seasons, you add more characters, and you start to like the outside characters. And so by taking them away, we kind of have to get to know, you know, we're kind of stuck with them again, and you have to learn the other people's. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I feel that could be a problem.
So I see... I just hope next week isn't like them packing their bags and just saying, you know, Italy, it was real. Just want to get back to Jersey Shore. I'm hoping they can give us a cliffhanger of sorts, you know. Let me ask you this.
Yeah. I mean, you know, they
and maybe they will. I mean, I would think they would. I would think it would be great to leave us guessing.
Well, let me, you know, from what I've read in the past, they didn't know that they were going to Jersey, or at least, you know, it sounds like they obviously know they're going back to Jersey. But do they know that they're going right after this? because I'm pretty sure from what I've read, Sally Ann dropped that as a last bomb on them. Like, hey, we just shot this great season. Great.
Oh, maybe. Oh, but do they know it's immediately? I don't know. I don't know. They know they're going, but do they know they're going immediately? I don't know.
So I wonder how that'll play in the next episode.
Maybe they do. Maybe it's revealed then.
It is. But you know what? We have to go on a high note.
Yeah, right?
Just because it's you and me, we still can party like rock stars.
Or pretend to.
Anything else for our viewers?
You know what? I hope next week it's eventful. I know we're going to have more laughs from the meatballs. We're going to have a confrontation, it seems like, with Ronnie and Sitch, but maybe it may be calm. I don't want calm. I want madness. That's why I love this show. So I'm hoping we go on a big note. Either way, you know we'll be back for Jersey anyway. And we'll be like Sitch. We'll hang on to the bitter end, no matter how low rated we are in the AfterBuzz Network.
All right.
Anyway, tweet me at Undergaro, UNDERGARO, or at AfterBuzz. And where are you at, Phil, these days with your Twitter?
At PD Svitek, SVITK. I got to change that to Thrill or something. That might be fun. But hey, and send some hate. Tweets at Roxy Stryer.
Oh, yeah, that's right. At Roxy Stryer. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, why don't we do that?
She could use some hatred. Anyway, peace out. Thank you.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@afterbuzztv.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later, bitches!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.